Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
For most of us, December 7th, 1941 is a day we know from history books, the day the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor plunged the United States into World War II. But for Les Lindau, it's much more than history, it's a memory. He was at Pearl Harbor on that fateful day.
It was awful. The Arizona was burning, the West Virginia was sinking. We spent the next 2 days pulling bodies out of water.
Lindau was a 19-year-old sailor on the USS Maryland, one of the battleships moored at Pearl Harbor on December 7th. He grew up in Klamath Falls, Oregon, and enlisted in the Navy after graduating from high school. He was sent to Hawaii in June of 1941 and liked being stationed on the Maryland, which was based at Oahu. He was off duty and planning to go have some fun with friends when the surprise attack began just before 8 that morning.
Sunday morning, I had two friends of mine, a guy named Monahan, a guy named Reed. We were going to go to Waikiki, go surf it. We all like to swim and surf at Waikiki. We were all dressed, ready to go, and then it started. Heard the first bomb go off on Ford Island, and as I come out on the quarter deck, I looked up, and an airplane went over at about 600-700 feet with a great big red ball on the side of it. And about that time, the bugler sounded General Porter's, and he says, this is no bull, you know what.
His primary duty station was working one of the ship's big 16-inch guns, which are intended to shell other ships or shore targets. Even worse, Lindau says from his post, he couldn't see what was happening.
We didn't know really what was going on because we're down in a pit. We felt the Arizona, when it blew up, it rocked the whole ship where we were at. We could hear stuff going off because the Oklahoma was alongside of us. Torpedoes were going into her. We could hear, but we didn't have any idea. Down in the pit, you're down in a hole.
After one of the ship's anti-aircraft guns was hit with shrapnel, Lindau was ordered topside to help take over for its dead and wounded crew.
The bomb hit the number 2 turret on the Tennessee, and the shrapnel killed Ensign Crow, which was a line officer, and a pointer on the 1.1. They both got killed.
Was he scared?
You don't get scared till it's over with.
After the attack's second wave left, the young sailor got his first chance to absorb what had occurred.
There's so much stuff going on that you really don't realize how bad it is.
Of the 8 battleships at Pearl Harbor on the morning of the attack, 4 were sunk and 4 suffered major damage. A number of smaller ships as well as other military facilities were destroyed or damaged. There were 2,400 dead and more than 1,200 wounded. The Maryland suffered 2 hits but didn't sink. The Oklahoma was hit by 5 torpedoes and capsized, trapping hundreds of crew members inside. Lindau was part of the crew working to cut through the hull of the ship to try to rescue the trapped sailors. They rescued dozens, but more than 400 others died.
If you've ever seen the Oklahoma laying upside down with people running up and down on its belly, I was one of them.
Lindau spent much of World War II on the Maryland, fighting in some of the Pacific War's biggest battles. After the war, he worked in the oil industry and in home heating and air conditioning. He earned his private pilot's license and flew as a volunteer for the nonprofit Doctors Without Borders group. He and his daughter are in Hawaii for a week of ceremonies commemorating the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. 2 Central Coast organizations, VFW Post 2814 and the Honor Flight Hub of the Central Coast, paid for the trips.
Is it hard to believe it's been 75 years?
Yeah, that's right. It's been a long time.
A lot of survivors are headed to Pearl Harbor, but you've become part of a club that isn't as big as it used to be.
It's almost extinct, but they have kind of disbanded now because there's not enough of them left.
Lindau says he's glad he's making the trip, and as painful as memories of the attack might be, he says it will also trigger happy thoughts of the now-gone friends he served with in uniform. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.